This is the Coast Radio News podcast for today, Friday, July 24th. The COVID-19 era grows, but who's affected? For Coast Radio News, I'm Callista Cates. Last weekend, Lane County suffered 40 new cases of COVID-19, bringing the county's total yesterday to 419. Of those, 15 cases have been found in Florence. Several area businesses, in an abundance of caution, had to close for deep cleaning and sanitizing, including Dutch Bros, who sent out a notice Tuesday that two of their employees had tested positive with COVID-19. Also closing were Nosh. Their employee tested negative. Nosh reopens today. 1285 Resto Bar closed for deep cleaning as a precautionary measure. Hukilau, who wrote on Facebook, due to the high number of cases popping up in our community and out of a concern for our customers, we have decided to close the restaurant to complete a thorough cleaning. Hukilau will then reopen. Jason Davis, the Lane County Public Health Information Officer, said that of the 73 cases reported last week, 35 cannot be linked back to a known case. 45% are travel-related, 37% small gathering-related.
In terms of demographics of our cases, nearly 50% of our cases now are under the age of 30. So you've seen that number grow steadily. It does show that there is a high degree of transmission in that age group.
Davis said that 315 people are being monitored as known exposures from those 73 positive cases. On the upside, he says 35,526 tests have been performed. As of Thursday morning, 419 positives put Lane County at just over 1% of testing. The CDC says counties and states need to stay under 5%. Douglas County has maintained low positive testing until Thursday's announcement of a workplace outbreak of COVID-19 cases. 20 employees of Norris Farm, a blueberry operation in the Umpqua Valley, tested positive for COVID-19, giving Douglas County their highest one-day tally since mid-March, taking their total positive case count from 92 to 107. Sayusaw Valley Fire and Rescue Battalion Chief Dave Beck is retiring Saturday after 40 years of volunteer service to the community. A celebration of his career and his retirement will be held tomorrow, beginning with a parade, according to the district's operation manager, Matt House.
Because of the COVID environment that we're in, the parade to salute Battalion Chief Beck will actually start at the middle school. It'll travel eastbound and enter the Sayusaw Valley Fire parking lot.
House said that those who want to participate in the parade can meet at the Sayusaw Middle School parking lot at 12:45. So who will Sayusaw Valley Fire and Rescue select to replace Battalion Chief Beck?
That's a great question. How do you fill giant shoes that are left behind with 40 years of being a part of an agency? We're looking within our agencies and how do we redevelop, restructure to fill such giant shoes?
The celebration of Beck's career will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. Main Fire Station, 26th and Highway 101. Restrictions in the wake of COVID-19 are causing community organizations to come up with fundraising solutions. A Pancakes to Go breakfast will be hosted by the Pregnancy and Parent Center on Saturday, July 25th, tomorrow, held at the First Baptist Church on 25th Street in Florence. The PPC will offer up pancakes, eggs, and sausage and will be safely and freshly packed just for you to pick up and take away and enjoy at home. Breakfast is free, but donations will be accepted. PPC provides free and confidential pregnancy and parenting support and education in the surrounding Florence area. Taking a look into Coast Radio Sports, Justin Herbert continues to pile up the academic honors. Ducks starting quarterback for the last four seasons is a Division I COSITA All-Academic All-American of the Year. Herbert was selected from all men's and women's sports sponsored by the NCAA. He is just the third Oregon student athlete to claim the award, joining Bill Musgrave in 1990, Galen Rupp in 2009. A four-year starter, Herbert led Oregon to a Pac-12 conference championship, earned MVP honors with a Rose Bowl win over Wisconsin and a 12-2 record. He also rushed for four touchdowns, including three in the Rose Bowl. The Pac-12 has yet to finalize the 2020 football season schedule, but the Oregon State players are catching some looks already. Beaver junior Jaden Grant and junior Isaac Hodgen were both added to the watch list for the 2020 Werfel Award. The Werfel Trophy exists to honor college football players who serve others and celebrate positive impact on society and inspire a greater service in the world. Oregon State senior linebacker Hamakard Rashad was recognized on national preseason watch list for the Nagurski Trophy, given annually to the nation's Defensive Player of the Year. This has been the Coast Radio News and Sports Podcast for day Friday, July 24th. I'm Callista Cates.